Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 7 of the Spiritual Safe House. My name's Marliana Elissaman. I am a worldwide psychic medium, empath, healer, and energy worker. And I have kidnapped somebody today and I've brought them to the safe house. Her name is Steph. She's a sexual intimacy and relationship coach, and she is the owner of Awaken Arousal. Welcome, Steph.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. It's been a nice day talking to you.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. So we know each other from just kind of hanging out and having a couple sessions together. And I came across you by accident on social media, looking at you go into your purpose and your path. Mm-hmm. So I would love to know a little bit more about you and your journey that has led you to this point.
Where to begin? So I've always liked to try different things over the years. Like, I've dabbled in a lot of different hobbies and interests and a few little businesses here and there. So it definitely took me a little bit of time to figure out, I guess, my path and my purpose. And I guess it's like really just through my own journey that's led me to wanting to help people in the area of sex and intimacy and relationships and living an authentic life in that world. I've always felt like I'm a little bit of a magnet in some ways, but I always had trouble like expressing it and like really owning it. And it wasn't until the pandemic hit that I had my spiritual awakening, if you will.
Many of us went through that through the pandemic. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know I'm not alone. But yeah, up until that point, I've always felt like I was like an intuitive person, but I never really fully embraced it and really dove in until the pandemic hit. And that's when everything went quiet and I went inward. I read a bunch of books. Like, I read The Untethered Soul. I read The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of other books as well, relating to just personal growth in general. And that's when I really started on my own journey of spirituality. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in a Catholic household, and we weren't super religious by any means, but it still never felt like a good fit for me, like from kind of day one. And so once I started learning about spirituality and what that meant, that felt like really aligned for me. Ever since, I haven't looked back. So.
No, you've been on this real quest of moving forward and searching and healing, and it's been incredible.
Yeah, it has been incredible. It's been challenging, because when I started this path, I was in a relationship and my life was a lot different at that time. I was married and I thought I had everything that I ever wanted. I thought I was happy. And in some ways I was, you know, it wasn't for nothing, but I also felt deep within me that there was so much more and I was meant for so much more, and I'm meant to help people in this lifetime. And I was not doing that. And Yeah, it was a really lonely time for me because I felt like my authentic self was in reach and I could see her and I felt her and I wanted to fully embrace that life, but I couldn't. I was really stuck at that time.
So, what was the catalyst for change for you? What made you rip apart your life completely and say, nope, that's it, I'm done?
Oh, I don't know if it was like one particular thing. So at that time when I started my spiritual awakening and started really just stripping away all of the beliefs and conditioning and everything kind of stifling my authentic self. So that was part of it, realizing and defining my own values and belief system. That was huge. Realizing a lot about my own sexuality. That was a big one as well. I realized that I am pansexual, and demisexual as well. So that was another big realization and another big thing that I went through.
Can I ask you something? It is because of ignorance. I don't know. What is a demisexual?
My understanding and how I feel about demisexual is that you need like an emotional sort of connection to someone before you can be sexual with them.
Gotcha. So the sexual attractiveness comes from the mind.
Yeah, or feeling comfortable to be intimate.
Very cool.
Yeah, not so much the mind. I think there's another like intellectual based sexuality. I think it's sapiosexual.
Right.
Hey.
There's so many different threads to this.
There's a lot, yes. Well, honestly, if I'm speaking to somebody who doesn't understand the complexities of sexuality, I say I'm bisexual because it's easier
Yeah,
than pansexual.
for sure.
It's more broadly known. So, yeah.
So, do you find now that you're in more alignment with your path and you have this incredible partner, do you feel like your doors are opening?
I do. Yes. Ever since I saw that first picture of my partner, I knew that there was something special between us and that we were going to do really cool things together. We've known that from the start, actually, of our relationship, that we're going to work together at some capacity. We don't know all the details yet, but now that we have both felt safe to be our true authentic selves in relationship and partnership, I know that everything feels like a door now or a window, or every new person that I meet feels like a good connection. And it's
Yeah.
so different than the way my life used to be.
And I think you find yourself just more open in general to people, hey?
Yeah, when I feel like comfortable and like, yeah, when I am my full self, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm able to talk to people more easily and just, it's not as much like, it's not as scary to just be myself, I guess.
Hear you. So, what started awaken arousal for you? What was your kick?
I think it was my own exploration. It wasn't until I felt emotionally safe in a partnership that I was able to discover more about my own desire and what I want when I go to have an intimate experience. And I did a lot of research as I like. Through exploring different sort of, I don't even want to call it hobbies, but just I guess career options. And yeah, it was through my own experience, hiding myself, being afraid to uncover and share this magnetic and sensual being like beneath what I call the perfectly curated persona.
I like that. That's good.
I just find my life is so much more full now that I've allowed the messy and the less pretty parts of me be known, and I have real connections now, and it's really beautiful. And I would love to help people have these connections as well, because I think that's what life's about. It's about connection. We're all hardwired for connection, and we need it as human beings. And I think it's sad when people feel like they don't want that because they're hurt. And I want to help people like that. So.
You've got such a big heart, my friend.
It's just like I've known what it feels like to be like so closed off, and it's not a good feeling. And
No, it's not.
yeah, you can tell yourself all you want that you're happy being like that, but I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Our bodies tend to tell us, you think you're happy, but we're not. So here's my question: is sexual intimacy and relationship coach? I think that's a beautiful symbiotic relationship because not all intimacy is sexual.
Nope, it is not.
No. And I find with the current situation today with everybody on TikTok and Instagram and everywhere else, there's a huge disconnect from being intimate with your partner. How do you approach that with people, with your clients? How do you approach that specific scenario?
Like when people are not able to connect emotionally.
Yeah, when they're super disconnected emotionally, when we have dysregulation with phones and et cetera, a lot of us are super addicted to it and we turn off the rest of the world. How do you approach that?
So the first thing in that situation would be to start connecting with the self. That's really the first step. If you can't express and feel your own emotions, how are you going to be able to share them with somebody else? It's very, very challenging. So that's from my own personal experience as well. When I was married, I thought, like, yeah, there was no emotional connection, in the last few years for sure. And I realize now that was because I was very disconnected to my own self. How are you supposed to connect with somebody else if you can't even like face your own shadows and your own demons? So that would be the first thing, would be to begin connecting with your own body, your own emotions, your own sensuality, and become embodied in that. And then start to bridge connections with another person or within a partnership. So,
That's incredible.
yeah.
Do you do solo sessions?
Yes, that's actually primarily what I do.
Really?
I think that, yeah, this has been. People don't know, I think, like very clearly what I do yet.
Yeah, this is why I'm asking.
This is where I want to start. I want to start with individuals. I want to help people that were in my situation. I want to help people connect with their sensuality, connect with their own emotions, their own pleasure, and then enjoy it for themselves, prioritize themselves, and then share it in partnership.
Incredible. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty powerful, so.
I am seeing on your posts that you have this cool little wheel, like Price is Right.
Yes.
And you have all of these tools. Can you share some of those with us, like how you use them, what they're for?
So my little wheel, that's what I bring to me to markets. And it's my way of igniting a sense for people in the moment. We have our five senses, but how often do we like really tune into them and like really become present in them and enjoy them. You know, we have these beautiful bodies with all these beautiful senses. And so, yeah, that's part of what I do at the markets, just to give people like a small taste of what I do and how I bring people to their own bodies. So I have, yeah, all five senses on the wheel, and I have like a small little, I guess, a little meditation slash activity for each sense. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's been really fun. I enjoy guiding people through them, and it's short but sweet, but my hope is that people walk away maybe being a little bit more intentional throughout their day.
And that's the trick, isn't it? Just being more intentional and mindful.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do you have other tools that you use in your one-on-ones outside of expos?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of tools.
There's what do you mean, top three?
Top three? Oh, that is hard to do. But one of my favorites right now is Embodied Feelings Journey. It's a visualization. And it's kind of, you go through, I guide a client through feeling five different emotions. And it's designed to help someone who maybe isn't quite connected to their own feelings and emotions. Like maybe they're more in their brain than they are in their body. Helping them get back to their body and have more awareness, a greater awareness of how these emotions show up in their body, whether it's a slow progression, whether it comes in hot and fast, is there like a specific feeling, anything that comes up, there's no right or wrong, but just helping people figure that out within their own body, the cues in their body. There's a breath work that I really love. This is kind of like a staple. It's used in almost every session. And it's a three-part erotic embodiment breath. It's designed to get you in touch with your body and your sexual energy. And it's great to do in session. It's also great to do on your own. It's really powerful. And then third one, probably it's called Decompartmentalizing of Sexuality. And it's also a visualization. There's a lot of visualization and breath work. And also there's role play as well. Yeah, that one's probably my third favorite.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that lots of fun tools. And it's like a blend of, you know, somatic work, which is the base of the coaching that I do. But then there's also teaching, and there's also a little bit of talk involved, obviously. So it's a nice blend of somatics and talk.
So I gotta ask, do you deal with sexual trauma? Do you help clients through some of that?
So that wouldn't be my specialty. Because with coaching, you know, you're typically working with someone on an issue that's happening in the present.
Gotcha.
Now, if, you know, if something from the past informs their situation, then we can go back. And I do have a little bit of like inner child type work and definitely a lot of de-shaming. But like specific trauma healing isn't really something that I would be working with someone on.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I work in like, not that I'm afraid to dive deep with someone, but I'm just not like trained in that yet. I could definitely see myself going down that path eventually, but right now, no. More on the fun side of things, I guess.
This is a good thing for people to know.
Yeah.
it's more of connecting with yourself and your feelings and your emotions and your sensuality, and then merging and making connections with others in that same respect, eh?
Yes. And then also discovering more about their own desire would be like next.
Self-discovery is huge, especially when it comes to sexuality. There is a lot of fear around it, and there's so much taboo still happening with it.
so much.
How do you combat some of that fear with people, especially if they know certain aspects of themselves, whether it's a kink or a preference, etc., and there's a lot of fear around that? How do you approach that?
First thing is just to create safety. So go at a pace that's comfortable for the client, not pushing anyone to share something before they're ready is also important. Yeah, just treading lightly and asking a lot of questions and making sure that they know that they're safe and there's no judgment whatsoever. I'm a very non-judgmental person. I hope that that comes across well.
It does with me anyways.
Oh, good. But I guess, you know, there's nothing that's going to scare me personally. Even just helping people understand that if they have a fantasy that maybe even scares them, because they're clearly scared to share it, sometimes when you have a fantasy, it doesn't always have to play out in real life.
Right.
It's okay to have a fantasy stay a fantasy.
Right.
And enjoy that just for yourself.
Yeah. I've come across some people who have shared fantasies with their partners, and it may have not gone so well.
Not yet.
Good, but I mean, eventually it's going to happen.
Eventually it's going to happen, for sure. This is going to come up. And in that situation, yeah, that would be a lot of conversation, a lot of being curious and open and encouraging both parties to remain open and allow their partner to grow.
The most incredible thing you could do is allow your partner to grow.
Right?
Absolutely.
So important.
So important.
Yeah. Totally.
So we know this year is the beginning of your journey with Awaken Arousal. What are your goals? Do you want to have like a storefront or a clinic? Do you want to work in a building? Do you want to travel?
Yes, I want to travel. So my goal is to be remote with my business. You can do a lot over Zoom. It's pretty powerful. I actually did my training over Zoom, so I'm quite comfortable in that space. And I have family in Europe, and I would like to be able to be near them. That is a big goal of mine, is to be able to just be able to hop over there and still take clients and connect with people. I feel like I have big goals.
Yeah.
I'd like to host retreats in the future. That's something that I really want to do. And I know that's something that my partner and I want to be involved in. Just bringing people together, community, helping people. We have talked about, these are just, you know, big goals now. We've talked about having like a property somewhere, not sure where. We love BC, where we can like host our own retreats. And yeah, that's a big goal for sure.
It's attainable.
Yeah.
It's super attainable.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited for you. And I'm so happy you chose to step into your purpose. It's incredible. And you light up the world with it. Anytime I see you talking about it or sharing information, your energy is just like this big pulse. I'm here.
I can feel it. Yeah. The energy is big and it's just starting.
Yeah, it is. So you've got a couple of expos under your belt now. How do you feel about them?
I enjoy them. So I've tried a couple of different ones now. I've been to a spiritual expo. I went to the Taboo Show, which is a sex expo. Definitely loved being at the spiritual expo. That feels a little more my vibe at the moment, connecting more in that space. And I love connecting with people in person to just kind of like, so they can get a feel for who I am. Well, I do think you can feel a lot through like my posts on social media as well. I think being in person as like a first impression is nice. So that's, I mean, that's where I met you.
This is true.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to just be in community and meet people you wouldn't normally meet
Yeah.
social media.
Exactly.
How
Yeah.
was the Taboo show? I just gotta ask. I've never been, I've never experienced it. How was it?
It's fun to be like to be there. I think definitely go as an attendee. Having a booth as someone who isn't actually selling anything tangible, it was just okay. Some curious people, but a lot of people I think come to that one. They want to like buy stuff, buy something, or they. This was also only my second expo, and I didn't have the signage that I wanted to have. Now that I know that, I would have done it a lot differently. And I also would have something to sell, I think. Like something tangible. Like that's another goal of mine, actually, is to have something, like a product that I sell. Don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be something to connect, like a
Yeah.
game or like something to play as like a couple, I think
Yeah.
is what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm seeing, and I'm actually seeing arousal cells and stuff as well. You can
Ooh.
have a whole little line of beautiful
Oh,
things.
interesting.
I know.
I like it.
That would
Oh,
be really incredible for you.
that would be cool.
So, what's the next expo you're at?
So I'm going to be at the Spirit Fair on Saturday at the Hotel Blackfoot in Calgary. And yeah, I'm super excited. Thank you for telling me about it.
What time does it run from? Do you remember?
It
I can't remember.
is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It's a long
And
day.
it's a good long day. Yeah. That's the other thing about the Taboo show. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was a lot. My partner was able to make it and be with me there on Saturday, but all the rest of the time I was on my own, and it was a lot to do just one person.
I'm
So
sure of it.
lesson, you know what? A lot of lessons came out.
Yes, lessons and growth
Yeah.
and all the good stuff, but it feels so positive for you.
Yes.
So how can people find you? How can people connect with you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Awaken Arousal, and my website is www.awakenarousal.com. And also, I offer 20-minute free consults. So I like to connect with a new client just for like a quick little chat to go over like challenges that are currently that you're currently facing. And to have a little bit of an idea of that before heading into an official session. So yeah, that's something that I wanted to mention. And my emails are open as well. I'm hello at awakenarousal.com.
I love this. You have your own website, you have your own email. This is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep going. Those step ups just keep coming for you.
Yay.
I'm very excited for you. So, will you be participating in more expos throughout the year, or would it be best for people to reach you over socials and your website?
I think the best way is definitely through social media and through my website. I will be at some more. I don't know which ones yet because I need to look ahead a little bit and plan that, but
I'll send you some information on things.
that'd be great. Yeah, because I do enjoy going. It is fun for me, the one day ones especially. I like that. Now that I have like kind of a system going as well. But yeah, I'm wanting and open to connect with people in any way that makes sense and feels aligned.
Incredible. If there was one piece of advice you could give to the collective today, what would it be?
Try not to let your shame rule your life. Shame thrives in silence. once you begin to share in whatever way you feel comfortable, whether that's journaling about it or sharing with a trusted friend or seeking a professional, whatever feels good, once you start to let that go, doors open, like light shines into your life. So I think that's what came up first for me.
It's an incredible message, my friend. And for the life of me, I don't know who this quote is by, so I can't give you the answer to that. But the quote is, shame dies when stories are told in safe places.
I love that.
It's
I've heard
true.
It too.
Yeah, whether it's through journaling or counseling, it's a safe place and shame will die.
Yeah.
I hope everybody comes to see you. I really do. There's so much stigma and limiting beliefs and fear around sexual intimacy. This is something that we need, and it's a huge part of the spiritual community. Sex, whether it's divine feminine or divine masculine, is incredibly sacred. And you play a big part in that, my friend.
Thank you. I'm excited. I feel like I still have so much I want to learn and explore, even myself. And so, yeah, I'm on this journey too. And I think that's what makes it so special. I'm there. I'm going through it too. And I think it's really powerful to know that you're not alone in that.
For sure. And excuse me if I'm wrong. May I take the words out of your mouth? But I really do feel like it's symbiotic for you. As you heal others, you find yourself healing yourself.
Yep.
Thank you for joining me in the safe house today.
Thank you. It's been so fun.
Oh, I'm so excited to put this up and have everybody just see you and hear you and feel you, because you're incredible. And I can't wait to witness your journey as you move forward.
Thank you.
That's it for episode 7, guys. Thanks for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back with episode 8, and you'll never guess who's going to slide in. Ciao for now.